kind of, it's in a glass of water, but it's fell over. I have to throw it away. Yeah. I hate to throw nice flowers away. It was a pretty bud. But my feet was aching, so I squat down in the rock and rested. The telephone rang. Somebody praying. I think the telephone people going on a strike. They done raised the rates, and then those companies don't give them employees that raise. They make them wait a couple of years or a couple of months, and they get mad at that and they strike, you know. The unions, they are enemies of the ordinary people, but they do help the poor worker to get a raise every night. You left it to the boss, he never raised. You'd wait for 2 bits an hour all your life. My husband waited for 25 cents an hour with Colton, and I imagine that. No wonder eggs and all that was cheap. You didn't get the money to go higher.
What?
Now I'm going to burn in Hades, hell, whatever you call it. They've been to the poor people. Poor people kept down poor all their life sometimes. They never get nowhere. Now they commence to get a little more education and you can command a job somewhere, learn a trade, you know you're all right. They were lucky if they got an 8th grade into, boys wouldn't go to school. The girls, they'd go, but the boys would get fall out. There were fallouts, like they call now.
When a boy started to go to school and didn't show up, you'd say he...
Well, they used to be hard on them. You'd stay away 2 or 3 times, they'd dismiss him from school. They were barred from going to school. And the parent, they could be reinstated, but the mom or the father had to go to and promised that he'd see that the child went back to school, you know. They had certain rules, and if they didn't abide by them, they were punished. Now they can do what they want. They don't mind their parents or nothing. And things are out of control today. They needed a good strapping in the right place. The boys of yesterday were done that way, and they're the ones recommended today. It takes law and order, like you say, certain discipline to make a lady or a gentleman out of children. When they grow up, they won't disgrace you.
Yeah.
Now, you and I, we had the right parents. We were raised right. And church is part of your training, too, no matter what denomination you are, as long as you serve and worship God.
Yeah. Now, I was talking about flowers. You put flowers in a...
Well, we put them in vases, but now anything goes, bottles, cans.
Yeah.
Vase, like Senator Kennedy would say. Vase. Boston talk, you know.
Vase. Now what is old time things, they used to come in a what? Say, when you bought feed or
Well, they're like today, the seeds come in paper envelopes, they come in these cardboard cartons. Certain grocers, papers of all sorts came in wooden cardboard cartons.
Yeah.
And some things in tin cans, like the beans and that, have always been in cans, same old 76.
Okay. Well.
Now plastic paper contains some. They have dinner in a bag. You put the bag down in hot water and have your gravy and meatballs or gravy and liver or something like that. It's a quick meal for someone who's alone, you know. You heat that stuff, you put it down, put some cold water on it. As it heats up, the bag gets hot.
If your mother wanted something out of the, say she wanted something out of the yard, she'd say, she wanted some wood out of the yard, she'd say, run bring me in a what of wood. Armful of wood.
That generally didn't last anybody. If there was a family, my mother had a family like that, and each girl was assigned some duty in the house that taught them how to do things in a way. It was an education and housekeeping. And we had, Mama had one brother. And in them days, they used to have these wooden planks in the yard. If they had a big yard, if it rained, the mud would accumulate, you know, and dirty that plank. And